Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, Jania. What company are you with?
I am a third party, so depending on the company or the charge you're referring to, I would have to have an account up. Your first and last name would be?
My name is Donna Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R.
Billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Snyder.
Well, it's 58378 Beeler Road.
All righty. Review on the account shows that there was a purchase that was made for a smartwatch on the 30th for the shipping handling charge of the $7.95. 24
yes.
to 48 hours of that purchase, if the account was not called in to cancel, then a charge of $56.95 would apply to the account. It will send a $125 gift card voucher to your email to order more items off the website. If you wish to continue, it will be the same price each month.
I did not give any authorization to do that, whatever, $56.95. I thought the email I got had, or the text message I had, only said that it was for shipping and handling for that smartwatch, which doesn't work. And I am not authorizing that $56.95.
It was a pre-authorized agreement, so that's why the charge did come out of the account and that email was sent. Now, I do understand that you wish to have the account canceled, and I can most definitely get that canceled for you. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Hold on a second.
Take your time.
Because I just went through my Visa to cancel my Visa because I was afraid. I never got a email for any of this. That's what I don't understand.
So with you canceling, you did dispute the transaction?
For any transaction, everything was over a text message. Now when I go into that text message, it says it's for phishing. It's a phishing account. I can't even get to it. And I don't remember ever giving my email address originally.
Okay. So what I was asking was, did you dispute the transaction with your bank?
I am disputing it with my bank, with
no
my
problem.
Visa.
No problem. Let me know when you're ready for that cancellation number.
Okay, cancellation number?
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
258-901-555.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is your cancellation confirmation. Do have your bank to give us a call back, or you can do a three-way with your bank on the line, giving us a call back, expressing they'll drop that dispute, so we can go ahead and refund the account.
Okay, so I need – so what number do I call then?
This number.
The same number then.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the number that the bank would call also?
Right.
Okay, so you're saying we, because I had to wait on the line for about 15, 20 minutes. So I don't think the bank is going to wait on the line that long.
Or you can just do a three-way call.
Okay. I'm on a landline, so I can't do a three-way call on this.
Yes, and just see if they have, you know, see what they can do for you. But we do need their consent expressing that they're going to drop that dispute.
So they have to drop the dispute?
Right, so we can just refund the account. Because if it goes through a dispute, what could happen is you could risk losing that dispute due to the fact that the information on the account is correct, and also that tracking number would show them that the item did deliver to the address, leaving them to see that the transaction was a non-fraudulent transaction, and it can risk you being, you know, put in charge back.
Okay, I guess I'm totally confused, especially when what I got doesn't even work. I don't know what the $56 was going to be for.
For the $125 gift card we sent to the email.
And you don't have my email.
We do have the email on file that was provided. The email that we have is the dcwts07@gmail.com.
Okay, and what, for the email that I received, what was the name of it? Who did it come from? So I know, because I get a lot of emails, and many of them I just delete if I don't know who it's from.
Yes, ma'am. That email would be coming from, now the email was just not too long sent, so I do understand that that email would have come from the email, which is, let's see. Okay, yes, ma'am. So it would be the support@tryhotconsumerdeals.com.
And I should have gotten one already?
Right.
Well, let me look in my... Do I have a spam folder? Does it say when that was sent?
The charge, let's see, came out on the 3rd, which was yesterday.
I'm looking through my emails, and I don't see any of anything from that.
Or it could possibly just say SmartWatch gift card. That gift card was sent yesterday. Yes, ma'am. But while you're looking for that, you know, the cancellation confirmation, I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I thought that was the C258901555.
Okay, yeah, I did provide that. So, okay. Yes, ma'am. Just have your bank to give us a call back for that refund. Everything is canceled. And I do hope you find that email. You can always call back for us to get a resend, but everything is canceled, and I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, and what was your name?
Amia, A-M-I-A.
A-M-I-A?
Mm-hmm.
And you are a third party, you said?
Correct.
Third party for this Tri-Hot Consumer Deals?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'll try to call my bank back. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye.
Bye-bye.